Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We know who we are. Amen. Amen. All right, please feel free to be seated. Thank you, Praise Stream. That was another amazing session. Ain't you glad you came in today? Ain't you glad? All right. So it's another beautiful day. We thank the Lord. Every day that you get up and see the sunshine, it's a day to be full of thanks, a day to appreciate, and a day to rejoice, to remember you're a chosen one, called to show excellence. So that's in line with today's message, which is somewhat kind of like in line with some of the messages in the past couple of weeks. The last couple of weeks, if you paid attention, I want to just point out something for those online, and even if you're here, just a reminder, always feel free to go back on the great thing that this church does is post messages online, so you can always go back if you miss a message from prior weeks, or if you just feel you need some spark, some fire. Feel free, go back online. There's tons of messages on there going far back as 2021. So a lot of them are on there. So it does, it's a good thing to do. It refreshes you. Some messages maybe that's made an impact on you and you want to refresh. Feel free, go back online. So all those that are here, welcome. Those are online, welcome. It's another beautiful day. And today's today's message will be titled, Anointed to Impact and Overcome. Anointed to Impact and Overcome. You're a chosen generation. We're special. Praise the Lord. Now, the key verse we'll use, and I have a couple of foundational key verses that we'll just quickly go through so you can keep track, will be from 1 John 5. So 1 John 5:4, if you can put that up for me. And primarily it says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Everyone born of God, we know what that means. Everyone born of God, all of us here, we believe we are born of Jesus. It's a little deeper, so that in itself is a different message also. But if you recall, Jesus told, when one of the senior leaders in the Jewish kingdom went, and he was trying to find how to get back, he's like, how do I go to heaven? He was inquiring, he was curious. And Jesus said, you have to be born again. So now this is, you come to 1 John, which is much later on. This, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. Now, I want to focus on that part. We are overcomers. We are overcomers. Being born of God, you are anointed by that adventure. Now, you ask yourself, what does anointing mean? We all have different understandings. You see things on TV. There are things that impact what you see. But what does it really mean to be anointed? Yes, we just went over it. You are specifically chosen, set apart, empowered. Those doesn't always just mean those that are speaking, those that are teaching, those that you see on TV that lay hands and, some theatrical stuff also out there. That's not just it. If you are born of God, if you've made that decision, you're like, I will work with the Lord, I will work with Jesus, you have been anointed, you have been set apart, you have been empowered, right? You have that power. You are Christ on earth, making impact. Praise the Lord. You have been anointed as kings, priests, and a prophet of the Lord. You have authorization, empowerment by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So today, that begs the question, are we operating in that empowerment. You know, so today we'll focus on that. We'll focus on identifying what we have. Are we just merely living life? You know, a lot of Christians, we have that knowledge. Not that we don't have power, but we lack the awareness of the power that is within us. And a lot of times we don't put it into practice. So today we'll go over some steps to encourage us, to refresh us, to walk in that power. I remember a long time ago, I listened to this song, and I think I read something also. It says, there are those in the world that make things happen. There are those that watch. Oh, look at that. And there are people that have no clue what just happened. Where do you fall? If you are one of the clueless one, let's make a change. If you don't know what is happening, let's change that. Making an impact doesn't mean that you're the president, that you're this. Making an impact will be an impact on your children, will be an impact on your neighbors, will be an impact on your own self. We are not victims. We are victors. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From the time we were born again, from the time we made that decision, we have been placed and we are given a divine ability, a supernatural enablement to rise above all circumstances, to influence our environment, and to transform lives, our lives and the lives of those around us. We are operating from a point of victory. Now, one thing I'll ask, you know, because it helps me as I see it, is focus on something from today's message. Pick something that you will try to practice this week, that you will say, okay, I'm going to anchor on to this. I'm going to note this down. I'm going to try to put this into practice this week. Because once we start this step of stepping out in faith, of overcoming, of seeking to make an impact in one way or another, okay, I'm going to impact this. Some people do it already, but this is a challenge. For those listening now, for those who will listen in the future, pick a point at one point so you can make it today. I'm going to make this impact. If it's to make those around you smile, great. If it's to tell your child that is struggling with some aspect, whether it's schoolwork, whether it's dealing with friends, whether it's pressures from whatever, if it's your coworker that it seems to be moody, all those things, seek how you will make an impact. Praise the Lord. So some chapters here that I would like, or some verses in the Bible that we'll go through. Well, firstly, John 16, 32. So if you can put that up from the Gospel of John 16, verse 32. And this is just to reiterate a few things before we get into it deeply. 16:32. Okay. All right, let's go to 1 John 4, verse 4. First John 4, verse 4. It says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. So note that, you can make a note of that. Romans 8:37 says, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Always remember that. For the young ones here, you can make a note. When I was growing up, we always, it's a little different format, even though we're doing it here as well. So I see some new faces here. Welcome. We'll recognize you at the end of the service. But there is also a session that we do that reinforces to the younger ones the scriptural teachings. Praise the Lord. But I was saying, when I was younger, we used to do memory verse, right? All those things. So if you're here, and the younger ones, yeah, if you're younger than 20, I need you to make sure you note this, because I'm going to quiz some people later on. So note this, some of these verses. You are more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. Philippians 4:13 I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Yeah, I'm going faster than you guys because I noticed some of this, but feel free to put it up also. So even if I go past it, please put it up. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. In all things that we do, we have the power. Praise the Lord. Now it says, you are the light of the world. In Matthew 5, 14 through 16, please put that up as well. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men. I don't have that fully here, so if you can put that up, let's read that. We'll focus on that as well. Yes. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but they put it on a candlestick, right? You know what a candlestick is. Basically, you put it up. However, you can light it up just like some of our houses. We have a big light outside, right? So it shines, right? That's what you are, shining to the world and making an impact. Now also, let's look at Acts 1, verse 8. It says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Praise the Lord. You shall receive power. So once you accept Jesus in you, right? Once you're a child of God, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Praise the Lord. The Spirit, that gentle voice you hear, giving you guidance, giving you wisdom, that's the Spirit of the Lord in you. Now it says, you shall have power and you shall be witnesses for Christ. Praise the Lord. So you can read that, you can note that down. Now, empowerment. Proverbs 24, 16. So I have quite a bit here, but yeah, do note it down, the young ones. Hope you are noting down. If you don't get all this and you want to come back to me, come ask me. Praise the Lord. It says, Proverbs 24, 16. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. Who is the wicked? Those without hope. Those who don't have faith. Praise the Lord. And those who don't have planning, so which is some of the stuff we'll talk about today. Being anointed to impact, right? How do you do that? One of the ways is by being organized, by having the vision, by knowing that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world, by knowing that we are a chosen generation, called forth to show excellence, right? You don't show excellence by sitting all day watching TV or by being in front of the game or by when you have free time, just scrolling through your phone, you know. I was talking with a friend yesterday. One of the big distractions we have in the world right now is, you know, we have a lot of things we're battling, both spiritually and physically, and online, right? So a lot of times, the system out there, if you pay attention, there's a battle going on right now. But the system out there is set up to change people's thinking, to control you. And one of the ways they do it is if you see it and you have your little phone in front of you and you're just flipping through those reels, you know. I forget that one that was written, not Twitter. There's one that they try to ban. I keep teasing my kid all the time. TikTok, yeah. Uh-huh. That one, you sit there. The next thing you know is 1 hour has gone. Because it's a system. This is like top scientists that have figured these things out. And guess what? By the time 2-3 hours have gone, that time is gone. You have not made any impact to yourself. As a matter of fact, that thing, the more time you spend on it, the more air comes into your head. And you become airhead. You guys know what that is, right? You can't make an impact. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And now it says, let's look at Hebrews 12, 2 to 3. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So as we make an impact, right, you're always looking to a higher authority. And which authority should you always look unto? But the only one, right? The master. Praise the Lord. So I have a few points that we'll just go down as we review some of this, and we'll speak on it. Reinforce one, we are already blessed and empowered. Praise the Lord. That is one thing that as you wake up every day, you jump out, you are blessed and empowered. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Almost whenever I have a chance to speak, if you notice, I kind of go back to that verse because that's really how I operate. And I believe that God has blessed me through that, through this verse, because it gives me a certain amount of empowerment. Like, it pushes me. Because what I know, it didn't say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bless us with all spiritual blessings. No. If you read it in all the different, it says, who has blessed us? We are blessed. We are empowered. Praise, if we believe that, we'll have less doubt. We'll have less fear, less apprehension. We are human beings, so we battle that, yes. But that is why this verse is there. And what is the scripture meant to do? To edify, to strengthen. Praise the Lord. God operates on finished work. When God speaks, it is done. When Jesus said on the cross, it is finished, he didn't mean that it's still progress in work. No. He has finalized it. There is no doubt. There is no doubt. A lot of times we live in contradiction. We speak weakness. We don't realize the strength that we have. You know, we act because we are king and princes, right? Right? Are you in the image of God? Are you a prince? Are you a queen? Are you a princess? Now, do you act like that always? Question, do you? Do we act like greater that is he that is in us than he that is out there? Do we let what we see, you know, the challenges, the news, these that affect our mood? When Jesus said it is finished, means that he has done it. Praise the Lord. We're not looking for power to borrow. We're not looking to go to, you know, to Juju land. I'm not waiting to go to, you know, all those forests those politicians go to. You're not looking for that. Praise the Lord. It is in you. The Spirit of the Lord is in you. Praise the Lord. So key insight that I'd like us to focus, we don't overcome just by our own effort. We overcome by understanding the identity that we have, by operating in that spirit. As long as we operate in that flow, I am a prince. I am a prince no matter what. I think last week, talked about, you know, Saul, right? He was the king and all that stuff, right? Even when he was dethroned, David still gave him that acknowledgement that he is a chosen of God, that he's been blessed. So in all circumstances that we operate in, we need to know what our identity is, reinforced. Praise the Lord. Second point I'd like us to know is overcoming and making an impact is a daily purpose with planned action. It is a mindset. So the foundational verse that we read earlier, Romans 8:37 says, all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have challenges. If you watch the news, you will see lots of stuff going on in the world right now. You know, some of us, sometimes you have to limit what you watch out there, right? Which is a point that I have here. You have to watch. You have to limit, because part of operating and keeping your mindset pure is by cutting out those things that try to draw you back, that try to remove you from keeping your eye on the focus, right? There's economic instability. You know, if you follow the stock market, one day it goes up and next thing it goes down. Some people look at their 401k a little bit more. Some people, if you're getting close to retirement, you look like, Chideke, you know. Yeah, it makes an impact. So that mindset has to be protected. Praise the Lord. That mindset has to be kept pure. That mindset has to be maintained. And by how you do that is by staying focused on the word of the Lord. As Christians, you have both spiritual battle, you have physical battle. Physical, we're in physical bodies, right? We have mental. There are lots of, you know, some of us are in the medical field here. There's a lot of challenge going on right now in the society. Mental issues, right? It's a big business now, right? Now, that being because people's mindsets have been corrupted. People have let the affairs of the world impact them and change their thinking. Now they doubt themselves. They don't know their identity. That's why we have to keep our mindset on God. We have to always know we are more than conquerors. Now, that's a message. So when you talk to your friends, when you talk to your neighbors, when you talk to even, yes, your patients, you pierce with the word of God. You pierce into their spirit, into their soul. And give them those tidbits. You are more than conquerors. God has blessed you. If you come into God's kingdom, you're in a new world. Praise the Lord. Jesus never promised that we're not going to have storms. I mean, even Jesus himself, when he was with his disciples, right? They were on the sheep. I mean, the storm didn't say, oh, I'm not going to, because I'm afraid of. The storm came. It rocked the boat. The master was on there. So, yes, we are kings, we are princes, we have been ordained. But, you know, some people, because they know, because a lot of times, like we said, it's not lack of knowledge. We know. But we don't really understand what that means. So you feel that, hey, I'm a child of God. Why am I going through this problem? Why this? Why that? Huh? I mean, Jesus went through problems. There's nobody in the scriptures, if you really, you know, follow it, that didn't go through challenges. But that is part of life. Because the more challenges you go through and you overcome, guess what? Part of what, I mean, I look at myself, part of what has helped me in life, you know, I look at younger days, is even sometimes at work, if I get something that is really challenging, I always think, I've faced something like this, you know, what cool. If I did this when I didn't even know anything, how about now that I have some knowledge, right? So, we have to keep that mindset. Praise the Lord. The anointing of God upon us is not in isolation. It is not for showmanship. It is not for, you know, you see on TV. I've stopped watching some of those, but you know, if you follow those, there are people who it's a sports for them. It's to show, oh, I am blessed of God, or this or that. We have to keep in mind that God has given us his anointing, not for us, not for your personal gain. And I believe this was also talked about in last week's message. It is not for showmanship, it's not for pride. Because before, what begats a fall? Pride, right? So if you are the pinnacle of success, give that acknowledgement to the Father. Amen? So that's where it says, you are the light of the world. Light does not exist for itself. It exists to illuminate others. Whenever you are around, that should be felt. Your family should feel happier, should feel stronger, should feel bolder. from the child to the mom to the dad. They should feel emboldened when you are there because of what you project. Because if you're a child of God, keep in mind that what? You are anointed. Amen? You are anointed. Your workplace, where you work, should feel that this is a challenge. You should feel, your presence should be noted. Whether in your language, your communication, what comes out of your mouth, how you speak, there should be a difference. Your patients should know. Praise the Lord. Your friends should know. They should be able to call you for words of wisdom. Now, how do you get to that point? That's the challenge. You have to expand your knowledge. You have to get deep in the word. Amen? Because one, in the family, there's a challenge for the parents. Children don't just listen. You know, sometimes, and I have kids, sometimes I pull my hair out, right? We all have that challenges. Kids don't just listen to what you say. Kids watch what you do, how you react to challenges. Kids are aware. They're human beings. They know when fear is there, when there's uncertainty. Now, their behavior, even later in life, stems from that, how you react. Praise the Lord. So if you remember that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, constantly projecting fear is not going to be what you will do. Projecting confidence will be what you will show. They will see you standing firm and faith in the word of the Lord. Amen? They will see you planning for challenges that is coming up. They will see you having foresight, vision. You will not be of those who perish because they have no vision. No. You anticipate. You know that he that is in you has given you wisdom, has told you, hey, look, what is going on around? I have to take action. That's an impact from parents to children. Praise the Lord. Whether it's your spouse, you provide support to your spouse. Learn your spouses. Learn to know their weak side, their strong side, and protect them. So it's 50-50, right? Two shall become one, right? So we do that. Amen? We always have to be ready. We have to stay vigilant. That's part of projecting and living the anointed life. We project strength and faith in adversity. You know, a lot of times it's easy to be confident, to walk on cloud nine when things are going good for you, when you have no worries, when the economy is great, when your job, you have that new promotion, you're like, yes, all things are great. Your kids are getting A's, great. But it's not always like that 100%. Adversity is welcome. When circumstances go against you, how do you react? Do you profess Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ constantly. I can endure pressure. I can navigate uncertainty. I can rise above setbacks. How do we operate when challenges come our way? We have to be constantly projecting strength. This is ways to create impact. And some of this impact that we create on those around us, by living that life, right? This is a call of action. By living that life, it's not always that you always have to speak. Just your action makes that difference. Amen? Because what our life is a message. As we walk through life, as we journey through this physical realm, it is a message. In Acts 1:8, it says, let's pull that up. It says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. You shall be witnesses. You will be. It does not say you will just speak. It says you will be. So you are the message. Amen. You are the message. Praise the Lord. We are designed to rise constantly, always. That's why it says in Romans 8:37 that we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We're victors. Praise the Lord. You are conquerors for over all things. Health, financial pressures, relationship strains, dealing with your family in Nigeria. You travel and all kinds of things. Everybody comes to you. How do you react? How do you deal with them? Do you complain? Or do you come from a place of understanding and guidance and love? Always operate from an angle of love, from an angle of encouragement, of power. This seems simple. That's why he says, when things are going great, sometimes we forget these things. But we always have to think, when things are uncertain, when challenges come, how do you react? What impact do you leave? When you leave a room, does it feel like, man, he left? Question yourself in that aspect. When you step into a room, are people happy? Do they say, okay, yes, we have a problem. We know that his presence is going to make a difference. Praise the Lord. Now, practical ways that I'd like us to note. If you haven't noticed some things down, do note this. If you want to live an anointed life to overcome, you have to translate that into a disciplined, practical purpose. It is not accidental. If you look at Paul, from the time that he was called, everything that he did, if you actually follow his word, it was purpose-driven, a purpose-driven life. He engineered it, per se. His faith was not passive. It was expressed through preparation and action. That's why he was able to say, faith without works is what? Dead. Not by our own power, but by the Lord's anointing. Reinforce your identity constantly. Speak what God says about you, not what your circumstances suggest. Praise the Lord. Guard your environment. Guard what you let come into you. Guard what you hear. If you hear stuff from certain friend or from anybody around you that constantly puts you down, say, hey, this affects me. Speak. If you hear somebody else saying something to somebody else that you know shouldn't, speak, make an impact, give guidance, give wisdom. Praise the Lord. What do you imbibe? We talked about, you know, all this electronic stuff. What do you watch? Then stay always connected to the source. Stay in relationship with the Father. Amen. Practice visible faith. Project what you believe. For the young ones, when you go to school and you see kids misbehaving, kids doing things they shouldn't do, they go into the restroom, they want to smoke something, or they want to entice you with this. No. There is repercussions for that. Amen? Some practical life applications, you know, because the word of God, I always believe, is not for, and it's not an entertainment, it's not always, jumping up and, it's practicality. Because a lot of times we come, you hear great messages, and we don't put it into practice, or we struggle to figure out how to put it into practice. There are certain communities that have succeeded and done great things and made major impacts on the world. And how do they do it? They put into practice what they learn. The Bible itself is a throne of wisdom. It advises on things like finance, right? Advises on things like for health, raising children, marriage, through what? Through examples and words of wisdom. For the young ones, when you have chance, always go to the book of Proverbs. Just pick one chapter there and read. Make it a challenge. You read it maybe once a week, once a month. You will learn a lot of stuff. Amen? Parents, encourage your children. Let's do that. Amen? If you follow the news lately, you see all the stuff going on in the Middle East and this and that, and even locally or back, wherever you're from, there's always things happening. God has anointed us to have wisdom, to have foresight. Now, we all know if you have foresight and you look, the actions that is going around the world will have repercussions down the line. As a child of God, are you prepared for it? Are you always prepared? You know, are we one of those people that you go to work, you're blessed, God has given you all that stuff, and then you say, oh, yes, I'm going to spend all my money, I'm going to buy the fanciest clothes, the fanciest cars, and I have this and I have that. Now, if the drought comes, you don't have a warehouse. Because we are here on the planet Earth. As you build your spiritual bank, you build your physical bank. Amen? Practical things. Joseph, he planned for it. God gave him wisdom. And he planned ahead. There was 7 years of great wealth. And then the famine struck. But it didn't really affect them because they planned for it. We as children of God have to project that. We have to teach that. It's a lot of financial illiteracy. But that shouldn't be our portion. Praise the Lord. Our health. What do we do? You may say I'm pushing some. Like, why am I telling you doing this? These are practical things because we see it. If you spend time online, what do you watch? Do you watch things? Because really, online, I learn a lot of stuff online. I learn a lot of stuff. And I'm sharing one of the things I learned is health stuff, right? What you eat is you. When you eat, defines you. Praise the Lord. There are things that makes a difference. If you're feeling lethargic in church, why is that? Ask yourself, what did I eat before I came to church? Did I just stuff myself with carbohydrates and you come to church and your blood sugar falls down? These are practical things. We have to be wise and understand the implications of this. So use technology because there's a lot of information that will give us great guidance in life. Praise the Lord. Now, that same thing can also distract you from things that bless you. So you have to be wise and use the anointing of God to enhance your life and enhance those around you. Amen? Amen? In the family, practical things. If there are challenges, don't just, mom and dad just discuss it. And yes, there are things obviously you shield from the children, but you have to expose them so they understand, because when they get up and they have families of their own, the only way they will know and be able to handle those things if they learn from the parents. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, I was having a discussion with another friend, and we're talking about why certain groups in the society do not do well. And we had a long debate, and part of that is the influence of parents not teaching their children, not exposing them to things, not using technology, My friend was telling me he deals with parents who have good jobs, good everything. But they don't see it in their children. There are societies that are focused on, let's say, playing some sports, right? And all they do is put their children in those things and not really looking to say, okay, if my child is in this aspect, if I use technology to figure out what my child will do, they will have a better chance in life rather than if they fully engage in this activity and it doesn't work out. And then a lot of them don't have a future, a solid future for them. So that's one point. But the focus I want to emphasize is, if there are challenges in the family, learn to bring the little ones in. Open their eyes. Give them wisdom. Tell them, hey, I went through this and this is how I overcome it. So when you get older, you know that challenges will come. Because children in this age is a little softer, right? So you have to expose them. You have to build the confidence. You have to build the strength in them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are not here by accident. We are not ordinary. We are powerful. We are anointed to influence. We are equipped to strengthen everyone around us. We have been designed to overcome every challenge that we face. We are not of those who stand and say, what happened? Or who don't know what happened? No. We are more than spectators. We are chosen generation. We are children that are put on here. We are sons and daughters of God who are sent to manifest the authority of the Father, the power of the Holy Ghost, the wisdom that God has impacted upon us. Anywhere we go, we carry something in us. We carry the seed of God in us. We carry the fire of God. We have the anointing on our head, right? You may not see it physically, but spiritually, you have that fire of God in you. You have the light. You're supposed to spread it. Spread it. Spread it. Praise the Lord. We don't just fight for victory. We enforce it. We fall 10 times. You get up and you say, I am a blessed child of God. And you show that example to your neighbors. Faith is not just what we declare in church. It is what we do. It is the design of our life. The anointing of God gives us power and teaches us wisdom. And when we believe and follow in that power and we prepare, we are more than overcomers. And it's inevitable that we'll be winners. We are anointed to impact. We are empowered to overcome. Greater is he that is in me than he that is out there. I rise above challenges always. And through me, others will be strengthened. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise team, feel free to come on. And we'll just do a quick prayer here. Thank you, Lord, for this message. We are anointed of you. We pray, Lord, that our eye be continually open to the truth of the divine power and enlightenment you have in us. And we shall project your word and live a life of conquerors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.